Voters head to the polls today for two important special elections that will shape representation for Northwest Georgia in both Washington and Atlanta. The biggest race is the special election for Georgia's 14th congressional district, the seat previously held by Marjorie Taylor Greene. More than 20 candidates are on the ballot in a special jungle primary. If no one receives more than 50% of the vote, the top two finishers will meet in a runoff April 7th. Voters will choose a new senator for Georgia's state Senate District 53. That seat was left vacant when Colton Moore stepped down to run for Congress. Election officials say the turnout has already been strong. More than 4,700 early and absentee ballots have been cast in Walker County. Polls are open today from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Walker County election officials also reminding voters about an important polling location change. The Lafayette voting precinct has moved from the Senior Center to the county's new Elections Building at 311 South Main Street. Voters must go to their assigned polling location. Anyone unsure of where they can vote can contact the Walker County Elections Office, or you can look up the information online through the state's My Voter page. That's mvp.sos.ga.gov. You can find that link, by the way, on our website at discoverwalker.com. A 75-year-old man is now facing a murder charge after deputies say he shot his daughter inside a Rossville home Sunday. According to the Catoosa County Sheriff Gary Sisk, deputies responded to reports of a shots fired at a home on Max Smith Road. When they arrived, they encountered William Woodall outside the residence. Inside the home, deputies found 53-year-old Carrie Ann Woodall.